and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, from the Holy Spirit that is with us now and always. Amen. Well, the story starts in the darkness. We mustn't forget that. The story starts in the darkness. In fact, I think we should lift that up because the people who need to hear this story most, they're often caught in that darkness, often overwhelmed by it. And they need to know that their present darkness does not exclude them from this promise. If I would put the Christmas story in a simple message, it would be that present darkness does not exclude anyone from the promise of God's love and mercy. Oh, they're overwhelmed. Overwhelmed like Mary must have been that first Christmas Eve. Can you imagine? 9 months pregnant. There's no room for you, sorry. No room. But Mary knew the promise. She was one of the first to know that promise, maybe the first. She knew the promise was that her story was light. Can you imagine that feeling of darkness she must have faced, though? I don't think we always can. There are times in our lives where we're all tested, but many of us are not thrust into that level of burden. As I wrote this message, I was aware of someone in our community who was experiencing a level of darkness that none of us deserve. And without betraying confidence, I want to share a message to all of you as I speak to one of you. I felt like sharing my message to all of you might be a gift and maybe a reminder that sometimes we're in that dark place and sometimes we're the bearer of light for someone else. So listen to the story as you need to. Listen as the recipient, or listen as the one who can share this with another. Because it isn't one person experiencing darkness. And praise the Lord, the message of hope in Christ Jesus is for all people. So listen. Dear child of God, you are hurting. Darkness has touched your life. I am sorry, because what has happened to you, no one deserves. But please remember that despite the darkness that you are experiencing, your story is light. And that the light of the world promises to enter your darkness. Because your story is light, you have a gift to share. The God who would enter the darkness in such a vulnerable way has done this out of love for you. Your story is light because Jesus has come to you. And like the shepherds wandering in the wilderness, not realizing that God would care a thing about them, you have been invited to share in this hope for all of our world. Your story is light not because of what shines within you, but because God's light will be reflected through you. Your story is light because you are here as a gift from God. Ah, but today you still feel overwhelmed. Overwhelmed by the darkness. Your losses are real. I understand you feel broken, but you've been given a gift. Jesus is coming and wants you to come and see. Come and see because your story is light. And when you share the story, you can invite others too to come and see that God knows our pain, but that God also knows that love is going to win. Your children, your family, you are children of God, and your story is light. Now, I know you have a cross to bear, a burden that you will always carry. For that I cry today. But when I hear a newborn baby crying, I take my pain to the baby that cried for all of us. Why would God enter our world? Why would God do this? Why would God enter this darkness, our darkness? Love. Out of love. Love that would suffer for us. Love that would suffer for you. Love that would rise up for us. Love that would pierce the darkness and change everyone's story. We are children of God because this child came. You, as a child of God, have a story to tell. Now, it doesn't hide the pain that you've experienced. No, that's part of your story now. But that part of your story is enfolded in the love of God that wraps the wings of grace around your life. And light shined upon your story of brokenness is a gift to all others who experience brokenness. For they can see that whatever they face, they are loved. It lets them know that their walk in the wilderness is not one that they take alone. And that like the shepherds, there is a place where love can be found. And it will go wherever you want it to go. Your story is light because of Jesus. And your story is light because of Jesus. So tell your children that story of light. Tell your neighbor. Tell the world. Tell those who are brokenhearted, who are crying out. Tell those who are angry at the world. Because the darkness still seems to win on some days. But we know that on the darkest of days, God's promise of love will not leave us. His life for all of ours, a gift of love. To all of you, your story is light. Amen.